Okay, back to bed.
Welcome to the Pervy Perpendicular Pop Culture Podcast, known as Procrastination.
It's the Procrastination Podcast, and Jason has used his alliteration to open our show again.
Next
and
week,
he's impressed me this time because he didn't reuse anything that he's used before.
Next week, I'm starting with the word purple. Tune in to find out.
God. We lost him already.
Yep.
We did. They just went, fuck this, I'm out.
He's out of his mind. This week, the fun turns to Daniel. He had time. He has two movies. We're remaking them, recasting them. Somebody in Hollywood's getting rich.
And somebody's getting barred.
And somebody's getting sued. Probably us.
Yes, more than likely. There are lawsuits on the way. Cease and desists are in the mailbox.
Just so you know already, I'm working Vince Vaughn into both your movies.
Bullshit.
Yo, Vince
Vaughn.
He
doesn't belong.
Vince Vaughn should be in everything.
I know he's your man crush.
No, Vince Vaughn should be in every movie. Just him, walking through, out of character, fourth wall break, waves at the camera, walks on.
Deadpool style, fourth wall break.
Always.
What? Fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break.
Oh, that's amazing. I hope he goes for an eight-way.
Walls.
I want him to go for an eight-way four wall break with Cable.
That sounded,
in Deadpool
that
2.
Sounded like a sexual reference.
It is.
Eight-way.
An eight-way four wall break. Fourth wall break. It's amazing. There's some lube involved there.
Wow.
Yes.
Lots of it.
Lots of it.
Like that.
Especially with Deadpool, because he's all scarred up and everything.
Yeah, well, there would have to be lubrication. Like,
oh, yeah.
The sheer amount that was on that clip, that did you see it on
there's
YouTube?
There's always time for lube!
Yeah, there's always time for lube.
Yes.
Did you see that clip on YouTube where there's Chinese people or Asian people are climbing that staircase and it's just lubricated up?
No.
Holy shit, you need to watch it.
I'll have to stick that on the YouTube channel, too, after we watch it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It rolled across my Facebook feed, and it's one of those crazy Japanese-Chinese game shows. And they have a set of padded stairs and a treasure chest at the top. And six people who look like Power Rangers in just full body unitards, but they're like...
are trying to climb it.
They're like plasticky. They're barefoot and barehanded, have on helmets, and they have to climb these stairs, which have been covered in gobs of KY.
Wouldn't it have been better had they been naked?
Well, yes, but they were all dudes, so
I don't care.
I don't want to see floppy, tiny Asian Johnsons just moving around.
I'm not saying that I want Wang all over the place either, but it would have been way more entertaining had they been naked and covered in lube.
Well, because every time one of them would get to the top, they would slip and take out all the others
on
the way down.
That. That's amazing.
There'd be balls just everywhere.
It sounds like, what was the game show?
MXC?
Thank you, yes.
Maximum Extreme... Challenge? Carnage. I don't think it's Carnage.
Challenge.
Yeah.
I think.
Maximum Extreme Challenge.
Yeah, it's just the best idea.
Let's go!
We're going to take a show shot in another country, completely dub it, and sell it to Americans. Why? Because we can!
But we're going
to
redub it in the stupidest and most awful and slightly perverse, overly sexually referencing way possible.
Oh, it was just delightful.
It was great.
And then we just took all the pretense out and did Wipeout. Where they had to jump on the big balls.
Yes, big balls.
Still love that show.
Love Wipeout.
Still love that show. So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Hun.
Oh my God.
Too much Mountain Dew today.
What the hell have you been listening to?
That was Mulan.
Was it?
Yeah.
See, I've never seen that movie all the way through.
That was the little general dude that Mulan falls in love with. When he's training them to be warriors because they're all worthless.
Wow.
He sings that song. That's all I got from it.
I have never, ever seen that movie all the
time.
You
need to watch it. That one's not bad. It was when Disney was in a weird spell and they weren't making their super ultra blockbusters.
Well, sure.
But Mulan managed to kick the crap out of it on home video. Video.
I guess so.
VHS.
VHS. Did you have the VHS?
I did not. I didn't have really any Disney movies until my wife and I got married. And then I started expanding our Disney collection.
I had several. But, of course, I did start buying them when the nephews were born, so I can understand that.
See, I had bought some for my nephews, so if I went over to their house, I could watch them. But
sure.
I didn't have any in my personal collection. Just straight hardcore horse porn.
Horse porn. Jesus. Why do you hate Disney so much, Daniel?
I don't hate Disney.
Never
they
been
can
to
have
Disney,
all
have
my
you?
Money.
No kidding.
All of it.
I have a friend who literally, he worked for them, came up this way, went to work at the company I used to work for, we'll refer to it as Satan's Pit of Hell, and
fiery pit of hell of hell and loneliness.
And he worked there in the call center with me, and he and his wife just moved back down there, both going to work for Disney.
Shit, in listen, Orlando. If I didn't have the amount of family and friends in this area that I do, and have my little girl that I've got to take care of, and she is so connected with the family, I would absolutely 100% move to Orlando tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
And be a cast member at Walt Disney World.
You would be in one of the outfits, wouldn't you?
Damn straight I would.
Which one? If you had to choose, which one would you choose?
I'm kind of on the tall side, so I'm pretty much stuck being Goofy. That's just bottom line.
Well, I mean,
I could probably be Chewy.
You're kind of Goofy anyway.
File that shit.
I know. It was bad. That was bad. I can see that, though.
I can be Goofy, or I can be Chewbacca.
You know where I've always... If I could retire there, you know what I want to work on? Jungle Boat ride.
Dude, we would be really good on the Jungle Boat ride.
I would like to write new material for it.
Just straight up, hardcore, awful jokes that are so bad they're good.
Dad jokes.
Yes.
The entire time.
Dad jokes.
It would be amazing. That, or I want to run like one of the water taxis between the resorts.
That would
be
pretty
badass,
sweet.
Too.
That would be pretty sweet.
And still take the gun they use on the Jungle Boat ride. And
bam,
shoot
bam.
And shoot it at fake
like,
hippos in the
sir,
water the entire time.
Sir, what are you shooting at?
Nothing. Hippos!
Yeah, just yell, hippos on the port side!
And at some point, just dive over.
Oh, shit.
Leave the boat going. Oh, God. It's headed toward downtown Disney. Just abandon ship.
Yeah, just bail.
Scream hippos, jump over.
They don't know there's actually another person up front steering. Just totally screw with
them. And have like an inflatable hippo with you.
Fling
it
up on the
side of the boat. A little CO2 cartridge. You just pop it and it and pops up out of the water. Scares the shit out of everybody.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have no idea what's going on.
That would be great.
Be amazing.
Now that we have both determined that we would immediately go to work for Disney.
That or I want to drive a duck boat in Boston.
See, that would be cool. But then you would have to live in Boston.
Boston's amazing.
Yeah, but Boston's covered with snow like 12 months of the year. What day is it? Oh, it's August 1st. What degree is it outside? It's about 12. It's 4.5 feet of snow on the ground.
But Boston, and you don't have to drive anywhere. You just jump on the T and go.
Who gives a shit? The T slid off the tracks because there's 4 feet of snow on the ground.
Never. 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 Boston's awesome.
No, I do want to go to Boston, but I don't want to live up north.
Because you're afraid of it.
Well, no, not particularly, but I just like warm weather.
Sometimes.
Just a couple of months of the year.
And then the end of the year, I'm like, why the hell won't it get cold?
Yeah, well, now, we do live in Tennessee, so that
well,
is...
Well, see, I live in Mississippi, where you have 2 months. Summer, a day and a half of cold, and then right back to summer.
That's kind
of
how Tennessee's winter was last year. Is we
That's
had,
for sure.
We had one day where it snowed, and it sat on the ground, and we were able to go outside and play it. The next day, 68 nope. degrees.
We had a day where everything was on fire.
Well, that's true, too. That was like that was over a year ago now.
About a year ago, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a couple weeks back. Yep, crazy shit, man.
I'm telling you.
Love East Tennessee.
I'm
that minus completely. Burning shit down.
Yeah, that's not a very good
terrible,
thing.
Terrible tragedy.
Yes.
That we're not making light of.
No, it was really horrible. All right.
Now that we've brought the podcast down
to
a little bit.
To a screeching halt, let's talk about your movie remake. What's our first one?
Oh, man. See, now, I text you earlier in the
day.
I've
been excited about this all day long.
I text you about this earlier
today.
In my
head, I was trying to decide, what's he going to remake?
Oh, see, now, you won't have any clue what
African Queen?
No, I'm not going to remake African Queen?
And African Queen.
Original King Kong.
African Queen and Casablanca.
Oh, shit.
That's
nope.
what you're remaking.
Nope, I could care less about Casablanca.
But you're going to gender swap Casablanca.
No, I'm not. I'm just
going to
use
longer
damn
Ritz
dirty
Cafe.
Apes.
It's Chick's Cafe. Winona Judd is now the lead.
Winona Judd?
She plays the Rick role.
Female Elvis? Female Elvis. Winona Judd is female Elvis.
Did you get me? She plays the Rick role.
Wow. Dude,
yes.
you were on a roll of dad jokes here.
I'm telling you, it's bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, Winona Judd as Rick.
Okay.
And Kevin Spacey as Ilsa.
Rick.
Wait, no. You can't have Kevin Spacey because he's going to be in jail by that point for molesting
somebody.
Well,
that's very true for touching people.
That's true.
Inappropriately.
Maybe appropriately, too.
Well, that could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe there were people that liked that. Touch me you again. Do. No. I'm good. I'm finished, I think. I'm
finished. And I'm spent.
I think we hit the appropriate level of inappropriateness.
That's right. All right. Okay. So, what movies are you remaking inappropriately?
Okay. Are you ready for this?
That I can slip Vince Vaughn into.
Now you got to keep in mind, we are in December at the recording of this podcast.
Oh, dear God. You're remaking Mickey's Christmas Carol,
no,
aren't you?
No, shit. No, I'm
with
not.
With Bill Murray. Wait, that was Scrooged.
Gosh, dang it.
Are you remaking Scrooged?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Are you?
I totally am.
Oh, fuck. With The Rock.
No, shut up. We're not there yet. Rock's not involved.
And Kevin Hart.
Nope.
Kevin Hart is Bobcat Goldthwait?
No. But damn, that would be good. Hold on, you gotta let me do this.
Sorry, go ahead.
I told him earlier, I said, I would pay to see these movies, and he would too. So I've built up the...
Dude, The Rock and Scrooge, take my money.
There is mystique about this.
I'm so proud of you putting The Rock and Scrooge.
I did not put The Rock and Scrooge.
All right, so which one are you remaking first?
Scrooged.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and know my second movie, or are we going to leave that one out there?
We're going to dangle it a little bit. Yeah, dangle it. Tease it. Just a tip.
Just the tip.
What does it start with?
A little bit of balls.
What does it start with?
No.
Give me
neck.
A letter. Give
no
me a
neck.
Letter. Give me a letter.
Well, we just
give me a letter.
D.
Okay, good.
You got nothing.
No, I don't. Dirty Dancing. No. With The Rock.
I got The Rock, yes.
And Kevin Hart.
The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Vince Vaughn. All of them.
The Rock as Patrick Swayze. No. Kevin Hart as Patrick Swayze. The Rock as Jennifer Grey.
No,
nobody puts The Rock in the corner.
Flip that. I want to see The Rock deliver the line, nobody puts baby in a corner, and then flick the people's eyebrow at him.
God, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
And then drop the elbow on baby's dad.
And he could pose and show him his tricep.
That'd be awesome. And he's turned the bull
and
tattoo.
Kevin Hart would be in the corner going, ain't nobody call me baby.
In his Polynesian tattoo,
yeah,
it has baby spelled out on it instead.
That's what it just says. It's not actual Polynesian symbols. It's just baby written in different fonts all the way around
with
his shoulder.
With Kevin Hart up over his head in the water.
He almost got a spit take out of me as I took a drink of my Mountain Dew.
Because you envisioned it.
Oh, God.
All right.
So back on point.
Yes.
Scrooged. All right. So classic Christmas movie.
I'm ready for my mind to be blown.
One of my favorites.
Blown.
I think we've started off this podcast really fast, and now we're all going to, like, burn out.
I know. No, we're not.
No, I'm way
we're
up
good.
On it.
Hit it.
Okay, so Frank Cross, main character in this. Bill Murray, classic. Bill Murray's still alive.
You said Frank Cross, and I thought Frank Castle, and I have John Barenthal in Scrooge.
That is a very weird Scrooge remake.
I have John Barenthal now in Scrooge, and wow, that's amazing. I can't see Shane pulling it off.
No.
Anyway, sorry.
No.
I'm back with who Frank Cross is.
Not Frank
I actually
Castle.
Watched this recently.
Frank Cross.
Yes.
Youngest executive in television history.
That's exactly right.
As he says in the movie.
I freaking love this movie.
Man, it's a good movie. Okay. Now we're going to knock this one out of the park with the main character. So we're replacing the legend that is Bill Murray.
Okay.
Nick Offerman.
Take my money right now.
See?
Can he play every role?
He could.
I'm fine with that.
But we don't want him to because I've got a very extensive cast.
Holy shit. That is perfect.
He would be amazing as
His
Frank Cross.
His delivery would be pitch
yes,
perfect.
Yes, he would. And it's not going to be a scene-for-scene remake. The story would be the same. Maybe the dialogue would tweak a little bit for Nick Offerman's style of delivery. But he would be an amazing Frank Cross.
Him going off the rails at the end.
Yes.
Would be worth the entire...
His rant.
Yes. Would be worth the entire price of admission.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who
and
else?
It could last 6 hours. I'd watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Because he's so versatile. He can be really, really just ultra drab.
And then, very dirty.
Yes.
Have you watched his special with his wife?
No. I have not seen it. My wife isn't a big fan of his just because she has it in her mind she doesn't like Parks and Rec.
Oh, she's so wrong.
Now, keep in mind, she's only watched one episode. That's the same thing she did to The Office,
Megan Mullally do a two-person show. It is just them doing sketch comedy.
Oh, man.
And need to watch songs. This. And at one point, his shirt's off. And it is the most glorious piece of...
With his manly chest hair and his beard.
It is the best piece of stagecraft I have seen in forever.
I'll have to...
I would love to
Netflix?
Have seen it. I think it is.
Right,
I would love to have seen it in person.
Yeah.
It's just out of this world.
All right.
Anyway, sorry.
No, no, no. You're fine. No, but I like it. See, that just says how versatile he is.
Nick Offerman in that role, because Frank I do Cross. Want to be him when I grow up. There's an article
about
that.
He's another one of your man crushes.
I'm telling you. Oh, no.
Yes,
completely
I
and totally.
Saw that article on,
completely and totally.
On This Geek's World.
He is... His books are incredible.
Yeah, I've not read any of them. You're a reader. I'm not.
Well, I actually have listened to both of his audiobooks.
If I can't get it in 3 minutes on YouTube, I'm out.
And his audiobooks, though, he reads them both.
Does he?
So you get that delivery.
Yeah.
Along with things you can hear him saying anyway.
Okay.
And he's just delightful. Love him. Mm-hmm. Love him. Yes, perfect.
So good casting.
You could
there.
Stop there, and I would be and like, be yes, done? Yours are better than mine.
Okay. No, no, no. I didn't want to be better than yours. Yours were great. No,
I think yours are better than mine already.
It's just because I included your man crush.
Ugh. So good.
Okay, so now for a leading lady, Claire.
Megan Mullally.
No. No. Although I was tempted just because that's it, that is his wife.
All right.
Okay, I needed a super hottie because the lady who played Claire in the original, who was in Indiana Jones, I can't remember her name at the moment.
She wasn't Indiana Jones, was she?
She was in the first one.
Oh, I see. I always want to swap her with... No, see, I always don't put... I never put her in that. I put her in Animal House.
Yes, she... Yeah.
I go back with her that far. Anyway, yes.
But she's been in everything.
She really has. She's a delightful actress.
And she was very, very pretty.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Her
she's
name will come back to me in a second. / I'm Googling
Karen Allen.
Did you already get it?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting on IMDb. I'm ready to back you up with facts and figures.
That's right. Anyway, because she's been in multiple Indiana Jones, whatever. She was beautiful... But she wasn't over the top.
Certainly.
Okay, so I needed somebody that could fill that role.
Gilda Radner. Oh, wait, no, never mind.
But I needed her to not overpower Nick Offerman.
Sure.
Because he's like the manly man. He's not like your Ryan Reynolds.
No, of course, yeah.
He's Nick Offerman. Bill Murray. Bill Murray wasn't the good-looking dude.
Ron fucking Swanson.
That's right, he's Ron fucking Swanson. Damn it.
Give me all the eggs and bacon.
All
How many
of them.
Eggs? All of them.
All of them.
So good.
Okay, so I kind of reached into the hat for this one and pulled one out of left field. Okay. You'll never guess. Heather Graham.
Oh, no, I think that's perfect.
She's a good pull.
Yeah.
She's a good actress, and she's gotten a little age on her, and she's still beautiful.
No, but I think she'd be perfect.
She's got a little age on her, so she wouldn't overpower him.
And she can be funny.
Yes.
She can be serious.
Uh-huh.
I think that's great casting.
She would be a good opposite of Nick Offerman.
I watched her recently, too. I watched Austin Powers Spy O'Shag Me recently.
Yeah, man. I love some Heather Graham back in the day.
You were killing it.
Heather Graham was one of my crushes when I was in high school.
Dude, Boogie Nights?
Oh, God.
Where she drops trowel?
Yep.
And you're just like, whoa!
Damn!
Weren't expecting that.
Nope.
Yeah. Good movie.
Total appreciation of it, though.
She is one of the funniest things in the second Austin Powers movie.
Yes.
Because she delivers the lines believably.
Uh-huh.
And she is funny for the fact that she's trying not to be humorous.
Yes. And not that she didn't get made in Boogie Nights, but Austin Powers knocked it off of the out of the park for her.
She's amazing. She's a good actress too.
So she's a good.
No, I think she would be perfect.
She's
as
a good
Claire.
Equal opposite for.
Yeah.
Our
and again,
Nick Offerman,
the ages
Frank
are
Cross.
About the same, and yeah, it would work.
Because I didn't want your Hollywood starlet.
Is it bad that I really want to see Nick Offerman in the dog costume? It'd be funny as shit. He pulls it off.
Imagine.
And he's got that big mustache.
He's got
yeah.
Maybe his beard.
Potentially, yeah.
I think he should keep the beard.
It'd be so good.
Okay.
Okay.
So, now I only casted the main roles in this movie.
No, I completely and totally.
I'll tell you which characters that I did casting for.
All right.
So, we've got Frank Cross.
Yeah.
Who was Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Claire, who was whatever her name was.
Karen Allen.
We had Elliot Loudermilk, who was...
Bobcat Goldthwait.
I was waiting. You love Bobcat.
Freaking love
I
Bobcat.
I love Bobcat.
Can
Police
he just
Academy.
Be back in it again?
I actually thought about... I was like,
shit.
I should totally
yeah, no,
just
no,
cast
no.
him.
I take
he's
that
still
back.
Alive.
He directs.
Well, he's a good director.
He's a tremendous director.
Yeah.
And him directing this would be incredible. Who are you doing, Elliot Loudermilk? Who are you using?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay.
Okay, so I've also got Bryce Cummings.
Okay.
Do you remember who Bryce Cummings was?
John Glover. Played by John Glover,
who was in everything.
Yeah, he was, and that role. He was such a pretentious ass.
Yes, he was. He was the one that you knew had the dick in his mouth.
Oh yeah.
While he was thumbing you in the side of the head.
Oh, and completely after
and
Bill Murray's
touching
job.
Your lady in her special
sure.
parts.
I'm telling you. And he was perfect in that
role. He was great. I've loved him in everything I've seen him in.
He's a good actor.
Because you remember, he was in Batman 4.
He was. That's right. Yes, he was.
I loved his role as the crazy doctor that makes Pamela Isley.
Yeah, yeah.
Into Poison Ivy. Okay, so we've got Bryce Cummings. We've got Lou Hayward, who is the Jacob Marley of this story. He's the one who brings...
Played by a tremendous actor. John Forsythe always brought the good.
And he's just crazy.
In.
He's got good lines. He shoots him and he tells him not to... you can shoot me, but take it easy on the vodka or whatever he says.
Yeah,
Can't remember. That was pretty close. Not verbatim. Okay, so
easy on the rum?
Shit. Bacardi.
Now,
on the Bacardi.
Bacardi. That's right.
Yep, that's it. On the Bacardi. Okay, so we've got Lou Hayward, who's an important part.
Oh, yeah.
And then I cast the Ghost of Christmas Past and the Ghost of Christmas Present because the future was just the big demon guy.
Was just the big guy, yeah.
Okay, so.
David Johansen playing the Ghost of Christmas Past, great character actor.
Uh-huh.
And his role as that cab driver, he was spot on the money, delightfully funny, and even brought that emotion out. And then, of course, Carol Kane. As the Ghost Christmas Present.
Yeah, man.
I would probably just recast her.
Yeah, see, I thought about it because she's still alive and she's still wonderful. Her portrayal of that character where she just beats the shit out of him.
And they have a tickle fight. She's blowing on his stomach at one point. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But so good.
Very twisted.
Yeah.
But so good. So those are the main ones I've recast.
My favorite scene is when she goes to poke him in the eye and he stops it with his hand.
Yeah, Three Stooges.
Three Stooges style is just, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's exactly how to recap.
Because
so,
everybody else is just kind of existential players.
So I think you've got to save Elliot Loudermilk till the end. Let's start maybe with the Jacob Marley character or with with Bryce Cummings.
Let's do Bryce Cummings.
Okay.
We needed somebody good to be a good asshole.
Oh, sure.
Who could flip the script and be wonderfully lovable, but you don't want to cheer for him. John Hamm.
Wow. And would he ever be good playing opposite Nick Offerman?
Yes.
And another guy who is terrifically funny.
Yes.
And can sell that kind of role because Don Draper kind of was that role.
A little bit. That's why I got it.
You know, John Hamm, I want to see him in everything.
Yes.
After finishing Mad Men, I went, holy shit.
I was actually kind of voting for him when they were looking for the new Superman.
I think he would have been great.
I thought he would have been a great Superman.
I think he would have been great.
Not taking anything away from Henry Cavill.
I'd rather see him in the Marvel U, so I think they save him. And I think maybe he gets to play Cyclops now that Disney's going to buy the Fox
studio. Like 90s Cyclops.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, not like dick-sucking Cyclops that's been for the last 20 years.
No shit.
Gene, whatever else.
Yeah, no, it'd be
90s Cyclops.
Yeah.
Good,
he'd be
powerful,
awesome.
Strong team leader Cyclops.
Yeah.
Okay, so
though
John
he's almost
Hamm,
too damn likable to play that role.
Just
but anyway, but no, him playing Bryce Cummings.
He's Bryce
beautiful.
Cummings.
Beautiful. Yes.
Real asshole after
and,
Bill Murray's
and he
job.
And he and Offerman playing against each other could be perfect.
A lot of back and forth would be great.
This
here.
Movie's going to be a hard R because there's going to be some profanity.
Yes, it is.
All I'm saying.
Yes, it is. NC-17 at this point. Okay, so Lee Hayward.
Yeah.
Or Lou Hayward.
Lou
sorry.
Hayward.
Lou Hayward. The bringer of the devastation that is this night.
And Frank Cross's mentor in
yes.
the business.
Yeah.
The one who gave him his start.
Who brought him up, who taught him to be what he was, the complete asshole that he is to everybody.
Exactly.
The perfect Nick Offerman.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to love this. Liam Neeson.
Oh, shit. Yes. Yes, bitch.
Could you see him delivering the lines? With his Irish accent.
Oh, yeah, let him go completely, completely native.
You can shoot me, but take it easy on the Bacardi.
Oh, that'd be great.
that was a bad Liam Neeson.
It was good, but that slow delivery would just be perfect.
He could even, like, whisper it, very Taken style.
I'd be fine if he did the line from Taken for no fucking reason in that movie. and whipped his cock out at some point.
Very particular set of skills. And he dick slapped him, yeah. Left the scene.
Corpse dick slap.
Break off.
And if you don't
shoot
know,
out the window.
And if you don't know why we're giggling about Liam Neeson's dick, go listen to Hollywood Babylon. That's
or,
all I'm gonna say.
Or you can go to
NeesonCock.com.
NeesonCock.com.
Yeah.
And just be prepared.
It'll explain a lot.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Okay. So we're pretty far into this now. We're
yep.
deep.
We are.
Okay. So we've got Ghost of Christmas Past.
Okay.
Who is good. I loved the dude that played it.
He was amazing. Yeah.
I don't remember seeing him in anything else. I'm sure he was in all sorts of stuff.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He was just a really good character actor, and he's played in dozens of movies.
Yeah, he was a good, brash, throaty character.
Oh, yeah.
Who could be just a complete ass in his own right versus Frank Cross. Are you ready? Sam Jackson.
Oh, hell yeah.
Could you see him driving the cab?
Completely, yes.
Again, we've got an R rating because this is going to be ugly.
Because when that, when they're going, motherfucker, when he's driving around, it'd be great. Yes.
Sam Jackson pulling up, what does he say? Fucking Niagara Falls, Frankie.
Oh, it would be great. It'd be great.
Except to be Samuel Jackson. Motherfucking just Niagara Falls.
Yeah. And seeing him with Offerman, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
So Sam Jackson has the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Okay.
Ghost of Christmas Present. Female.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got to replace her. Need a good, comedic, strong woman.
Sure.
Tina Fey.
Oh, shit. No, that'd be great. And they've worked together.
Yes, they have.
Before.
Yes, they have.
They would be just they would hysterically funny.
Immediate connection between the two.
And Tina Fey would take it on a different level. Could still be just as abusive to get him moved around in time.
Yep.
And if they could recreate her blowing on Nick Offerman's hairy torso. Oh, God. And then at the end just going.
That was a bad idea.
Would be a scene of distinction in that movie.
Yes.
I'm sold.
Yes.
You have one last person to recast.
One final person.
And I don't know that you have it in you to make me happy with your recasting.
I'm not putting Vince Vaughn in it.
No, I'm not even that. Don't know that you can do
it. I know.
I'm happy enough knowing that Bobcat's going to direct.
Yes. I had a hard enough time with the cast because I love Scrooge so much.
Such a good movie.
It is neck and neck with Christmas Story and Christmas Vacation for my top Christmas movies.
And Elf.
That I have to... I know I love Elf.
Yeah.
But I have that one in my mind, it's in the family category. I can watch that with my kid in the room.
Yeah, I can watch Christmas Vacation.
I can't watch Christmas Vacation with my four-year-old.
Happiest since Bing Crosby danced with Danny fucking K. It leads to a discussion. She wants to know who Bing Crosby is. She wants to know who Danny Kaye is.
No, she wants to know who Danny fucking Kaye is.
That's right.
That's right.
You can go watch Singing in the Rain. It's beautiful.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
See? Now that's one that I can't watch with my child.
Singing in the Rain? What?
No, shut up.
Oh.
I really can't watch Christmas Story with her because of just the little snippets of language.
They
son
bleep
of
it all
a bitch.
Out.
They
Most
don't.
Most of it.
They don't.
Most of it.
When he's beating the shit out of the other kid, and he's doing the fake,
Yosemite
the fake
Sam.
Cussing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The ratchet, frickin'. That's the last thing I need is her kicking some kid's ass at school because she saw it on a Christmas movie.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
The kid deserves it.
We watched it, but she's not watching it for a couple more years.
All right. So who's Bobcat?
The only person that I could see pulling a role similarly. But in his own style, was John C. Reilly.
I could see it.
Because he could get in that similar mindset to Bobcat Goldthwait and do something that was reminiscent but different.
I could see that.
And he could still have that same crazy-ass delivery that I got fired, so I got really tanked, and now I've come to shoot up the office.
And he might be somebody who would do that in real life. So it could be close anyway. No, I like it. I like it.
So that is my recasting of Scrooge.
Wow.
If that happens, you owe me money, Hollywood.
I want to see this movie badly now.
Yes.
Just for some scenes. Nick Offerman with the eyeball floating in his drink could be incredible.
Because it wouldn't be it Bill wouldn't be Murray's
over the top screaming. No. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the
It might just be
as the person's on fire.
That person's on fire.
That guy's burning.
Yes. Should we put him out? Are you seeing this?
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Goes over and constructs a fire hydrant out of a cocktail shaker.
He whittles it.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is my Scrooge.
Dude, I'm sold. I am sold.
It would make so much money.
Yes.
And Bill Murray could cameo in it multiple times.
That was the only thing. I thought that's where you were going with Lou Hayward.
No, damn. I didn't even think about that.
That's where I thought you were going to go.
Make Bill Murray Lou Hayward.
That would be the perfect handoff.
Yes, it would.
I don't disagree with Liam Neeson, but for that role.
But it's got to be an older actor, and I know Murray's older, but he doesn't look older like Liam looks older.
No, but him in that role with the makeup,
yeah,
would be delightful.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was a good hit, but there was a better one to be had.
I don't disagree with Liam Neeson either. That's
flip of the coin, but I like your idea better.
The only person that I might want to see better in Bobcat's role is a comedian named John Mulaney.
Mulaney? Yeah.
It would be a completely different take.
See, I'd forgotten about Mulaney.
But his delivery is awesome.
His meek white boy delivery?
Yeah. And I think when we were sitting here talking about it, I went, wow, John Mulaney as Elliot Loudermilk.
Yeah.
It would be different. But him drunk with a shotgun at the end? I just take my money on that.
Yes. Whammit?
Yeah. Just so good. No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you've remade Scrooge, and I'm excited now.
There's Scrooge.
What's number two?
Dumb and Dumber.
Holy shit.
I'm treading lightly.
You're treading something.
I'm treading lightly.
I think maybe you were smoking crack.
But the only reason I'm treading lightly is because Jim Carrey has lost his ever-loving mind.
Have recommendation to you and everyone listening.
The one on Netflix?
Jim and Andy?
Yeah. Watched it. Good.
But I think that movie drove him around the bend.
I think it did.
Jim Carrey, if you're listening, and I think you're listening.
I think you're listening.
I'm praying for you.
Call us. Talk to us. We'll give you some therapy.
But bring Andy out. We'll talk to Andy.
Yes.
But
or the other guy, the mustache fat-faced guy.
Fuck. I was not a big Andy Kaufman fan.
I wasn't either.
He was before my time.
Yes.
Obviously. But I was not a big Kaufman fan.
I wasn't.
He wasn't as much a comedian as he was a performance artist.
Yes.
And while I can appreciate that,
I understand he wanted to live it. Sometimes it was too much for me.
Well, and sometimes I just wanted to go, I just don't care anymore. Yep. I just really don't.
And that's not a knock on him.
No, not at all.
That's just not my game.
No. He was funny at times.
Yeah. I guess.
But I think it was
generational.
I think that movie fucked Jim Carrey up.
Yes, it did. Because
he's
really sideways now.
Go watch Jim and Andy.
Jim and Andy on Netflix.
Jim and Andy
yeah.
on Netflix. It's a lot of released footage from the making of Man in the Moon.
Because they were doing a documentary that Jim didn't let them release, and he kept all the footage.
No, not that he didn't let them release. The studio said no, it makes you look like an asshole.
Oh, is that what? I can't remember.
Yes.
I watched it over a couple of nights.
The studio held it back and said, we can't release this footage. You look like a shit.
Well, he was. I'm surprised Jerry Lawler didn't kill him.
I'm surprised, really surprised that any Jerry of those Lawler. People agreed to make that movie.
Yeah.
That some just didn't walk out.
I am thoroughly surprised that Jerry Lawler did not kill him.
And probably should have.
Yeah. Well, he came real close.
Yeah. And that what's funny is when they talk about the punch he took, or the slap he took on the remake of the Letterman set.
Yeah.
And he really wanted him to hit him.
And he
almost took his head off.
Lawler hit him.
Yeah.
And he had been waiting to hit him.
Yeah, I think he had.
And he did. And there weren't any pulled punches. That wasn't a wrestling shot. He knocked shit out of him.
Yeah, it was a shoot.
there you go. Thank you, Austin.
That's right.
Steve Austin Unleashed.
I'm telling you.
There's our shootout for him there.
So, shootout or shout out?
What did I say?
You said shootout.
Too much Mountain Dew.
apparently. So, Dumb and Dumber, I don't know how... You went for very modern. I don't know how you remake this one.
Easy.
Okay.
I've got the duo.
I'm going to say, shoot the duo first. If the duo doesn't work, you can stop.
I've got you. I have no frets in my mind that you will not be okay with this.
Chris Rock and Louis C.K.
No, and it's not The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Oh, fuck.
That would be a good one, but it wouldn't be Dumb and Dumber.
It wouldn't work. No. Kevin Hart and Chris Rock.
Those two could do Coming to America.
Didn't we get into that?
Yeah.
I think we did. And I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm down with that. All right. So Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd and Harry.
Okay.
Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels.
All right.
Both wonderful. Jeff Daniels, not so much off his rocker.
No, yeah.
Okay, so Lloyd, Jim Carrey's character, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you got me hooked. Okay. Who's playing against him?
Harry, Justin Timberlake.
I got you. Yes, I got you. Yes, you did.
I got you.
Now, this movie changes considerably.
Yes, it does, but they could still do the Dumber Than Dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're both so good, especially when acting off of one another. Because they've done so much together, they've already built that repertoire between them, or the rapport, that's what I was looking for, that they don't really have to work to carry each other. It's already built.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no.
Because of their history with SNL and with The Tonight Show.
And you potentially convert Dumb and Dumber into having a couple of musical numbers that are incredible.
You immediately add more to the story than is already there, which is beautiful to begin with for a stupid movie.
Oh, yeah. No. Man.
Yeah.
I didn't think that you could hit that one, and I was wrong, sir.
Jimmy Fallon.
I owe you an apology.
Justin Timberlake.
God, I'm just envisioning parts of it.
Driving the dog.
Oh, completely.
It's a shaggin' wagon.
You keep the dog, you keep the basic plot.
Uh-huh.
You probably let Fallon rewrite the script from there.
Maybe.
Because some of the pieces wouldn't work with the two of them.
I don't think it would.
But it wouldn't have to.
No. Could you imagine Justin Timberlake doing the tongue thing?
Oh, see, and I think you might leave his character alone. Because him even doing the horrible diarrhea would be totally fun. And I think the Harry character, I think, is probably right on the money and you don't have to change anything. I think you change parts of the Lloyd character, you keep the stupid.
Yeah.
But you let Fallon go at it from his own direction. And I think that you've got something different in that movie then.
Yeah, but you would still have that Dumb and Dumberness.
Completely and totally.
Uh-huh. So in that movie, you also have Lady Lead.
Yeah, Lauren Holly.
Two bad guys who, whatever. Two bad guys.
Mike Starr and Karen Duffy.
Yeah, girl and guy.
Yep.
And then I didn't really cast anybody else, but one person that I, in general, I enjoyed just because it was stupid. Seabass.
Yes.
Kick his ass, Seabass!
Oh, God, he was so good. Who played Seabass? Cam Neely played Seabass.
Yeah. Ooh, whatever.
Cam Neely's been in some other stuff
I've seen.
He's
had a little bit of a career.
He was in Dumb and Dumber. He was in Me, Myself, and Irene. He was in Stuck on You. Those were his three known for pieces.
Yeah.
But no, I'm done. So who is our lead?
Our lady lead for this movie, somebody who could work well with the two of those. And I think has in the past.
Sure.
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, and she's just so...
She could get in on the musical numbers if there were musical numbers.
Oh, no, there's musical numbers, sir. This may become a musical version of Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. In my head, they're singing the whole fucking way to Colorado. And Zooey Deschanel...
Yeah.
But they turn that into a whole song, and the van explodes, and there's a big dance
there's a
number.
Stage on the back while they're driving down the highway.
And the whole time, whoever's playing the bad guy in that scene is just sitting there looking at him going, the fuck? Get back in the van.
Justin Timberlake driving down the road, and the cop pulling up and going, pull over. No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. He just keeps driving.
Would just be so good. Would be so stinking good. No, yes. Zoe Deschanel, perfect casting.
Solid triple cast there.
Yeah.
Lead cast. So we've got to replace the two bad guys because they were integral to the story.
Oh, well, and he might have... The scene where they end up killing him.
Yes, with the hot peppers.
Yes, that scene in particular is...
That was bad, it was good. That was bad, it was good.
It's so good.
You're going to love the pick for this guy. Jonah Hill.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Because it had to be... I know that Jonah Hill's gotten smaller, he's gotten in shape, he's a much smaller dude.
Yeah, but he can still carry that role.
He can bulk up just a little bit.
Yeah.
And be that pissed off kind of hitman-y guy.
And we haven't seen Jonah Hill play that role.
No, no.
And I think him playing that role comedically versus Fallon and Timberlake.
Yes.
I think it's a solid pitch.
Yes. Jonah Hill as the main dude bad guy. The main hitman bad guy. There was another guy who was in control of him and was sending him to do that. I didn't care about him.
And I think
he was minimalistic.
You're completely on.
So Jonah Hill is that guy. The lady with him. Didn't Jonah Hill do something that was performance? Did he do a musical? I don't remember if he did or not.
I don't know.
I'm sure he could. We'll look later.
Yeah.
Okay. So unintentionally, I didn't think about the whole musical aspect of it. The lady bad guy, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because the girl in the movie was a little gruff.
Yeah,
Gwen Stefani could totally pull that off.
Sure.
Go back to her no doubt style days.
God, I don't know. You drop Gwen Stefani, let it be Pink. Pink's a badass.
Gwen Stefani was a badass.
Pink shit's bigger than Gwen Stefani.
That's probably
Pink
true.
Pink is amazing.
It's because Pink had a penis.
I will kick your ass.
I did not like Pink.
You are an idiot.
I did not like Pink.
Pink is amazing.
Amazing?
No, sir.
Amazing.
She is hot and amazing.
Nope.
And she would be great.
I like Gwen Stefani.
But Gwen Stefani, I could see. I was going to say Melissa McCarthy.
No, but I could see that. Because that
would be funny, too.
Because she could play off Jonah Hill. But Gwen Stefani is
talented. And oh, her, no, yeah,
and her
role
in the movie was minimal.
Sure, sure.
Which Gwen Stefani is kind of known for. She just kind of does those spot
roles. She breathes
roles.
In and breathes back out. Yeah. No, I think that's good casting.
Because you don't want anybody that's too big for the small role.
It could be Vince Vaughn.
Damn it, Jason.
Vince Vaughn in drag.
As Gwen Stefani.
Yes. Yes, I'm fine with that. Gosh. Fairuza Balk.
What?
Fairuza Balk.
Who?
Fairuza.
You've said it three times. I still don't know who you're talking about.
She was Vicky Valancourt in Waterboy.
Oh, God.
I love her,
too. She could be.
She's amazing.
But we haven't seen her since the Waterboy.
Yeah.
What?
I can't talk to you anymore. I don't need this kind of negativity in my life.
What?
You hate on Pink and Fairuza Balk?
I didn't hate on Fairuza Balk. What was she in?
We may have to end the podcast. Fairuza Balk?
What?
The Waterboy.
Yeah, I know.
The Return to Oz.
I didn't watch that.
Alan and Dr. Moreau.
Nope.
The Craft.
Yeah, see, I did watch The Craft.
Ass Bandit.
Yeah, but they're all
she's
older.
A, but
where's she
you?
Been since then? Where's that, she been since then?
Being hot? Sitting around?
Yeah, I wonder about her hotness.
Podcast ends.
Mic drop.
We're done. No, it's an expensive mic. No.
That's true, yeah.
No. I can't even think about you. Nell, your
Gwen
casting.
Stefani.
Gwen Stefani's gone. Vince Vaughn's taking that role.
As a woman.
As a woman.
As a cross-dressing woman, Vince Vaughn.
And the entire time, he breaks the fourth wall. The whole time.
Just looks right at the camera.
The whole time.
Stares deeply into your eyes while he's delivering the role, or the lines. He does, like, the other characters are talking to him, and they look at him really weird, and he's like...
Jonah Hill's just trying to chat, and he's just...
Dead into the camera.
Intently into the camera. And for no reason, Owen Wilson just steps in, hugs him, moves on.
And he says, oh. And then leaves.
Pats him on the ass, walks out. So so who's Seabass?
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
No, it's not Vince Vaughn. Seabass
The Rock.
Because he had such a small role in this movie.
The Rock.
It makes me sad. That
Clancy Brown.
That we don't, the Kurgan.
Yes.
That we don't get to see more of Seabass in this movie, except for his intimidating smash.
I want a Seabass spinoff. Spin-off.
As he smashes into the restroom to trap Lloyd in the bathroom.
Josh Brolin.
No, damn it. It's The Rock.
Is it The Rock?
Yes, The Rock. Can you see huge The Rock sitting at that tiny table? While they are across the diner from him.
And him walking in with...
Excuse me, Flo? As he's staring at him from across the...
Him walking in to that stall on Jimmy Fallon.
And that's why I picked
And then
the
Justin
Rock.
Timberlake kicking the door and knocking his ass out. Yeah. Oh, and then there's a second movie where Seabass finds him and kills him.
Puts him down with a rock bottom.
Cuts his face off and wears it.
Wow! Since when is he freaking... Chainsaw Massacre.
Seabass was a maniacal killer.
That's not Chainsaw Massacre.
It could be.
Who was the one who was Leatherface?
Yeah.
Who tore their faces off?
Well, he was the chainsaw too.
Yeah.
Really, it was Hannibal Lecter who tore their face off and wore it though.
Was it? Leatherface did it too.
Yeah, but Hannibal Lecter put it on and wore it as a costume to get out of the place.
But he ate it.
He didn't eat the face.
Nope, but he did.
He wore it.
Yeah.
And snuck out on the gurney.
Yeah, but then he ate him too because he was a cannibal.
He didn't eat the face after that.
No, not the face, just them in general.
No, but it wasn't the guard that he killed that he cut his face off of.
Yep. It's okay. How would you get out with a skin face just...
It's easy, I've done it. It's all right.
Twice.
Twice. First time, not as easy. Second time, there's some super glue. It was all right.
But could you see that? The Rock?
Oh, no, completely and totally.
Sitting across with a little trekker cap on?
Oh, that'd be so good.
Kick his ass, Seabass. He gets up, he's like 9 feet tall.
So the rest of his friends at the table then... Should be wrestlers.
Triple H.
Stone Cold
and...
Shawn Michaels.
No, because Shawn Michaels...
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels wasn't in with The Rock. He had.
I don't care.
He had retired.
Shawn Michaels time. With his hair pulled back through a cap.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be badass.
That'd work. Or Mick Foley. Mick Foley.
Oh.
Yep.
Maybe Mick Foley.
Kick Triple
Bass.
H out.
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. The Rock, Mick Foley, Stone Cold, and Shawn Michaels sitting at a table.
For no fucking reason.
No. Just sitting there. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Stone Cold gets to say it. Kick his ass, Seabass. My really bad Steve Austin impersonation. But that'd be just about the best thing ever.
And yes. I mean, just Jimmy Fallon and Justin
again,
Timberlake carry
it's
that
a,
movie
it's
from
a different,
start to finish.
It's a completely different movie. There are some scenes that are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Them going tuck shopping, the same. It turns into a musical number.
Those two sword fighting with the canes?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Time out! Whack!
I
right
mainly
the back
want
legs.
To see the two of them riding the little moped in the hills
just
in Colorado.
Just go, man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's warm.
There are some of the lines they could keep.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would work. That would just completely work.
And there's the pup. The,
yes.
The
Penelope
podcast
made her presence
pooch.
Known. But no, you did good, sir.
Yep.
I am sold on that version of Scrooged. From now on, when I watch it, I'm going to see that in my brain.
You're going to be disappointed?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Me too. Me too.
And you know, the nice thing is the Farrelly Brothers are still around, so they could direct this version of Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, they could.
Again.
Yes.
And
well,
it might be just as good.
I wouldn't say better.
No.
Because Dumb and Dumber
it's
was...
It's going to be distinctly different.
Yes.
It's like Scrooge with Nick Offerman. As much as I want it to be, I don't know that it could ever hit the same point.
No. It would never be spot on a duplicate of Bill Murray's Scrooge.
Sure.
But it could
be good.
It could be very similar.
Oh, and it would be just delightfully different and fun, and I could completely see that being made.
Because
The Dumb and Dumber remake has the potential to be as good.
Yes.
It really does.
Because Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels at that time hit a plateau that nobody could climb to.
Well, but here's the thing. Jeff Daniels in that role, I think the reason he was so good was because it was so out of character.
Yes.
For him.
It was.
I mean, you didn't have... If you hear a different sound, it's because I have a dog's nose.
The dog got up onto the couch where Jason is sitting. And stuck her face just right in between him
in between
and the mic.
In between me and the mic. Yeah, thank you, puppy. but Jeff Daniels, at that point in his career, it was something really different for him.
Yes.
I mean, he, you know, Arachnophobia was right before that.
Uh-huh.
a really good movie.
Yeah. And he had done some family stuff.
But this was straight hardcore slapstick style comedy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and some of the best scenes. Now, Jim Carrey's amazing.
Yes, he is.
But some of the best scenes in that movie
are Jeff Daniels. Yeah.
Hitting Warren Holly in the face with a snowball.
Yeah. Because he got pissed.
As hard as he could. That was awesome.
And him sticking his tongue to the...
sticking his tongue to the light pole. The diarrhea scene.
Yeah.
His physical comedy when he has diarrhea in her house is as good as Jim Carrey's physical comedy.
As he's holding on to the bowl, sticking his legs out.
It's up there with one of the best toilet scenes in movies ever.
Yes, easily.
Yeah.
So those were my two movies.
You did great, sir.
That had sprung to my head because I started thinking in my ridiculously busy work day, which shouldn't have been that busy. It pisses me off still that it
was.
Well,
you know.
In my ridiculously busy day, I sat down and I went, all right, because Jason sent me a message and he said, all right, your turn to do your movies. I said, shit, I still don't have anything. So then I started pondering as I was working, and I had just watched Jim and Andy the other day. So
puzzed and puzzed till his puzzler was sore.
Wow.
The Grinch.
That was the Grinch.
Oh, right.
Little Dr. Seuss.
You know it.
Nice.
No, you picked well, sir.
Well, I had just watched Scrooged the other day. Well, for like the fourth time.
Sure.
Because, again, one of my favorites.
So good.
And I felt almost a little blasphemy by doing it.
Sure.
By changing it. But on the flip side, I think Bill Murray would be fine with somebody else doing it. As long as he got to be in the movie somewhere.
If you could get him on his answer machine, which is apparently how he decides what movies to do now.
Because he's so strange.
Oh, but you're Bill Murray. Well,
exactly.
Agent.
Screw it. I'll do what
I want.
You're
freaking Bill Murray. You're living off your stripes.
Just show up and do it.
You're living off your stripes and Caddyshack money still.
Yeah, well, and not to mention Scrooged and...
Groundhog Day.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean...
He's solid.
And his cameo appearance in Ghostbusters, Girl Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Which I still enjoyed.
I did too.
Yeah.
It was good. It was different, but it was good. And I think that they've still got opportunity there in that universe to cross them over.
Well, they keep talking about doing their all-guy remake, and I think at this point it's a mistake.
I think it is too. I think that they go the comic book route, and I mean, it's already Ghostbusters. You're already dealing with dimensional stuff. Let them be two different universes, parallel universes.
Yeah.
Go DC Marvel. This is Earth 1, this is Earth 2.
Well, I think give the female cast a second shot at it.
Yeah, let it happen again.
Do Ghostbusters 2.
Let it happen again.
It was not a bad movie. It was fun to watch. They were very funny. People expected it to be Ghostbusters. You're never going to get that again.
No. Harold Ramis is gone.
Yeah, Harold Ramis is gone. So Ivan Reitman wrote the original script. He could probably write another one.
Yeah.
His son, Jason Reitman, could. Yep. But I don't.
The dog's trying to tunnel
out of the floor.
She is. She's trying to get out of the room through the carpet and concrete.
I don't think that, you know, Jason Reitman could probably write it, could probably direct it as well.
Yes.
It might be good.
She's apparently going to make it out.
Quit. But I. Where do you get that combination of Bill
Murray?
She
does not want you to talk.
She doesn't. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. And Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen again. One of them's gone.
Yeah.
And then...
Ernie Hudson
was perfect.
Yes, he was.
Rick Moranis.
I mean, you could get a group of guys together, but they're...
And it might be good.
You're not gonna find that same stroke they had.
Yeah, it's just not going to be the same.
So... But I do like the Girl Ghostbusters.
Which, you know, another remake.
That could be...
That was good. Wasn't the original. Much like the ones we've suggested. Good, but not the original. Good, but something different. Certainly, I think, with your idea for Scrooged and Dumb and Dumber, I'm sold.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt really solid when I got done putting those together.
You did well, sir.
Felt really solid.
Now,
those two made me happy.
Oh, yeah. We know, though, that some of you are going to disagree.
Oh, without question.
And you're going to tell Daniel that Nick Offerman shouldn't be in that movie.
Screw that. You're
and
wrong.
I'm going to come to your house. And I'm going to track you down because Nick Offerman, much like Vince Vaughn, should be in every movie.
And Jason's going to whittle a little house in your front yard and then shit on it.
That's right. And I'm going to sell it from Offerman's woodshop. So I think that you should tell us what you think.
I think you should too. Tell us how wrong and or right we are.
Exactly. Visit us at thisgeeksworld.com. You can comment on the podcast page. You can certainly find all the links to all the stuff we talked about on that page as well. All those links
social
will be,
links.
All those links will be to IMDb, but you can go find
yes.
them.
Yes. We got to give credit so people don't sue us.
That's exactly right. You know, go check out that page. You can leave comments there. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisgeeksworld, at thisgeeksworld on Twitter, thisgeeksworld.tumblr.com. If you're a Tumblrite and like your Pinterest mix a little bit of porn, which is what Tumblr is, or
lots
call us.
Of porn.
Call us. 865-26-GEEK2.
He knows this. He's our social man. He's got it all
only
in his brain.
When I said that number, I could work the word geek into it.
He tried really
the
hard.
The 2-6 and the 2 mean nothing.
Yeah. Geek 2.
2-6-GEEK-2.
865-26-GEEK-2.
So call us, leave us a voicemail, tell us how wrong we are, tell us who you cast in those roles.
We'll put it on the show.
Tell us who you think should be in a remake of Scrooged or a remake of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I personally vote for a remake of Dumb and Dumber using the cast from Little Rascals. The remake
original
of, no,
or remake?
No, the original cast is all dead. But a remake...
Zombies.
A remake of Dumb and Dumber using the cast of the remake of Little Rascals now.
Wow.
But all the gender roles are swapped.
We're losing him. We're losing him. Let's bring him back and shut this down.
So until next time, people. Next Wednesday, we look forward to talking to you again on the Purple Pedantic.
We're not opening the show. You save that for next time.
I will.
This has been Procrastination, the longest 10 minutes of your life.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.